Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Reach the Peak podcast. I'm your host, Quinn Lovett, also known as Bashino, and I'm joined by Athena Venny. Yay!
Hello.
Had a pretty good talk already, but I guess you want to just tell everyone who you are and, you know, where you're from, if that's comfortable for you, and we'll get into it.
Sounds good. So as you already have heard, I'm Athena Venny. That's my name. You can call me short for just Athena. That also works. And I'm from Poland. I don't really want to say exactly from where, but I'm from Poland. And generally, it's just cozy here. Not much happening. I'm just chilling here and doing what I love, which is gaming. And mostly I'm known for challenge gaming, specifically, which is what I'm here for.
Yeah. Cool. Do you have any games that you're, like, known for specifically or not really? You can't just play everything, right?
I do play a lot of variety. That's... I always am fond of many, many indie games that are out there. And most of the time I do find myself hunting challenges in those games, either whether or not they're already in the game or I just made up my own set of challenges. But the most known challenge that I did is a challenge that was... popularized by a contest at some point, and that challenge was a speedrun contest for a game known as Splody. There you go, that's the name.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
That contest was extremely exhausting, to say the least, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun just generally learning the game. The game is great to run, but it is bloody difficult. So, there's that. And what I'm known for there is, winning the contest. Yeah. I did eventually pull it off, and forever happy that I did that.
That's good. I guess, how is the gaming scene big in Poland? I don't really know much about it. What should we cover?
I would say gaming was popular at some point. Like, I very vividly remember, like, maybe 10 years ago, big meetups happening, lots of gaming, just, like, oriented things. And it was a lot of fun. I personally didn't go to them because I was young and just... would be scary to go to those big places. it's just a lot of people and general worry that I'm gonna get lost somewhere. But most of the time it kind of dies down here, I would say. I don't follow that much gaming here, but most of the time it is just chill. Nothing too crazy. People know gaming exists. Like, they are actively aware of it. There is no hiding it. But people don't talk about it. Usually just school, sometimes work, that's it.
And how did you get into doing this type of gaming, like speedrunning and challenge gaming and stuff?
I think my very first start of it all was when I first got my PS1. And I started playing Crash Bandicoot, specifically 3, Warped.
Oh, yeah.
There were platinum relics there, and I do remember getting all of them. That was my very first challenge I did, but that wasn't my challenge breakthrough. And... most of what happened later was just flash games. Then I got introduced to Super Meat Boy at some point. I played it. I did not, like, 100% of it, but I did play it. Then I got into Terraria for a bunch of thousand of hours.
Oh. I'm the same.
It's a classic game. Everyone loves it. It's great. And after Terraria, I got into first Celeste, which is, you know, classic, but most notably Hollow Knight. I picked up Hollow Knight by a good friend. I saw how fun it is. I played most of it. I did fully complete it, 112%. And what intrigued me the most is the Gotham part, the Pantheons. I have a very interesting story of how I got into challenging the content, because what I did in Hollow Knight is very particular. I never beat Pantheons normally. I started immediately with all bindings, never played without, and just wanted to give myself some attempts at that. And I did pull it off, but it was very tiring. And that was my first challenge for a breakthrough. Then I started going for Goldens for Celeste, and
yeah, doing P5 all bindings like straight away would like have killed me. What the hell?
Yeah, it took a bit.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fun. Celeste is also a classic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know Celeste, I don't know how under what copious amounts of rocks you live in, but yeah.
And yeah, did you have any like early inspiration? Like, did you look up to any players, or was it all kind of just as you went?
Initially, my first inspiration was someone who played fun games at the very start. I'm gonna be the guy fun games, that is. And that someone is Merg, who is currently like 1 million subscribers, something like that. Yeah. I watched them very early on, and my first fun game that I played was from them, and that was Not Another Needle Game. And that was my big inspiration, because that was a very known game, and they were the one who inspired me to try those kinds of games. Nice. And otherwise, I did occasionally hear of some other people just like doing something, not necessarily challenge hunting, but just in general doing some stuff. But only Merg was like the person who actively like supported challenges in that aspect and that big scene. So I could say it's just Merg, no one else really.
Fair enough. I definitely remember watching Merg for a long time.
Oh yeah.
Probably his GD stuff.
Oh, well, there is a lot of GD, and yeah. You know,
it's like it early kinda. GD stuff.
Oh yeah, like 1.9 GD if I remember, then 2.0,
yeah,
2.0 kinda. But 2.1 kind of kicked his butt, to be fair.
Yeah.
Like, some levels were quite tough and pushed his limits, and he kind of, you know, dipped.
Yeah. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings on GD. I never know how to feel about that game, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair.
Great game, though.
Very good.
Yeah, and do you have any games you want to talk about, like, specifically that you have done in the past or are currently playing?
Currently, I've been, very dedicated to, Peaks of Yore, a very popular climbing game.
Oh, yeah.
And, casually speaking, the game is just wonderful. Like, anyone can get in and experience the joy of just climbing mountains. It is very stressful, but it is still, once you get the hang of it, oddly relaxing to an extent. At least it is for me.
Mm.
generally speaking, I would recommend it, but otherwise, yeah, I've been playing that game a lot. The game has a notorious amount of challenges you can do, different modifiers, whatever you can do. Speedrunning is incredibly tight there, so that's a thing. Always game is big.
Yeah, that's good though. But like more options is always fun. Gives you more play time to do stuff. Yeah. Do you have any like favorite games or not? Not really.
I think I would say like it goes without question. I think Terraria is my favorite game. But when it comes to like hard games that I've had the most fun in, definitely, absolutely Noise. Noise is the bullet hell, and I love that game to bits. And I know for a fact, sometime soon it's gonna get an update as well, and I'm very eagerly waiting for it.
Oh yeah, I haven't played that many bullet hells really. I should. They look quite fun.
They are very fun. It's definitely scary looking, but once you get into a proper bullet hell, no matter what difficulty it is, you get a lot of it really quickly, and it turns out to not be as scary as it looks like.
Yeah, that's fair. I think a lot of things like look terrifying, and then you just put the like practice, and you start playing them, and it's like, oh, it's not that bad. Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard, but it's manageable hard difficulty. Yeah. And, I guess, off gaming, do you want to talk about your hobbies, like, as well? Or do you just play games? Like, do you have any hobbies outside of gaming that are interesting, or...?
I do want to get eventually into not only, I mean, it's going to be still gaming, but game making. I do want to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
But I do like art. I do like art a lot. I've never been good at it, and I still kind of don't practice it at all. I do want to get into it.
I suck at art.
I admire art. I admire art very much.
I admire it. I just can't do any.
Yeah, that's basically the story of my life. I've been watching many artists, following them, just watching all the kinds of pieces they can create, and I'm just like, wow, I want that. I want to be able to do that. And it's not a hobby really, but I do want to get into it eventually.
Oh yeah,
it's hobby looking at art, not making it, I guess.
Going to art galleries is my hobby. I just walk around and wish that I could do this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My hobby is going to the museum, not making things.
Yeah. Dreaming about what I want to put in the museum. Yeah, I guess in the same realm is that, do you have any, like, how has, like, gaming kind of, I imagine, like, challenge gaming is quite a unique style, and I feel like there's a lot of good, like, life benefits or, like, you know, lessons at doing it that I think would be interesting to talk to or talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think the most important one is just straight up patience. If you grow patient to doing the same challenge over and over again until it cracks and you do it, I think that will teach you to be patient in life about anything, really.
Mm.
Sometimes maybe being stubborn is a good thing to have, which also will challenge gaming provide, being stubborn to do something because you know you can.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's like patience. The ability to learn from your mistakes is also a good thing, because you do something, you practice something, you don't do it constantly during whatever kind of runs you do, and you just look back and be like, oh, I did this, this, and this, and I learn from it.
Yeah.
Learning, analyzing is another thing you will likely learn from challenge gaming, and that is quite nice to have.
Yeah, it's, I think it's interesting because I, you know, you always hear things like, I don't know, at least here, a lot of the time I hear like it's kind of useless. Like people say that they don't think gaming's useful. I'm like, oh, there's benefits to it, you know? It's like, and
Yeah.
then I have to explain it to people.
Yeah, fair enough.
Not as big here, small country. Oh well. Curses. Yeah, do you have any goals that you're like working on currently? Like, or
My only goal is to just do the best I can. There's no set goal in mind, like do the end is 952% deathless. I'm not gonna do that. Or maybe will. I don't
I
know.
hate my
But
life.
that's the thing. Like I don't shoot for it, but if I can do it, cool. But the goal that I have is be the best that I can at what I can. Like if I do gaming, then I want to be the best I can at gaming. That's all there is to it.
I
I
think
could say I have some goals, but those are just hyper specific. It's just like, oh, I want to do this game and that game, and it's nothing exciting. I just want to be the best I can.
that's always good. I think it's healthy to want to be like the top, you know, within reason.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I just like, I don't know, it feels good, you know, to be the best at something.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, do you have advice? Because I've been asked a few times, like, how you control nerves, like, doing hard runs. And I would thought it'd be interesting to get some insight from you on that.
Having done a decent amount of variety, I'm safe. I'm like confident to say that the nerves will not really go away, I'm afraid,
Yeah.
but you definitely will be able to control the nerves. Like I said, you learn to control it, and how you do it is as cliche as it sounds, by just playing
Yeah.
more. Playing more always gives you that, but if you want a direct answer, then you find something that calms you or makes you go into some sort of autopilot state where you just play the game without even thinking that you're playing the game, you're just doing your thing and you just go through it. And if you ever at some point feel stressed, some people will pause for a sec, mid-run, like take a breather, wash their hands is one example I know.
Just
Something to de-stress yourself.
like kind of a grounding tool, I suppose. Yeah. That's fair.
Taking breathers is very important. Like being constantly locked in is not healthy. If you were to do, let's take for example, the most recent insane challenge that is currently being worked on, Farewell D-Side, Platinum Berry.
Oh, yeah.
If you were to be locked in for the entirety of whatever the amount of hours it takes, like 2.5, I think, you, I don't think you, I think you will pass out midway through. There is no real way to stay locked in for that amount of time. You have to develop some kind of autopilot where you just go through things and focus on the only important bits.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like it's good as well. If you're really confident, like say this, my example is always the Ender's Nigh, right? Where like doing the 100, 152% deathless for like the first 5 chapters or so are not really thinking. Like, so, like, half the overworld is kind of just done with are we having to try that hard, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Because you've just practiced it so much that it's, like, it's kind of just autopilot.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that is also the reason why you practice, right? Yeah. You practice individual sections, and you develop a sense of just going through it, not caring about the section because you've just practiced it. And if you are confident about that section, then you just go through it, like on the run as well.
Yeah. That's fair. I also find listening to music helps. Usually I put on like a playlist.
Oh, distractions, yes. Yeah. Say, you could make a excellent argument for listening to one of your podcasts as a background noise for brunch.
True.
That is an excellent excuse.
From now on, I probably have to do that. If I said so.
I approve.
Awesome, great. I love advertising myself.
Hey, you gotta get some views somehow.
Gotta get it somehow, yeah. I guess what was I thinking? Oh no, we'll keep talking. with challenge games and stuff, like I feel like it's such a unique style. Do you have like any recommendations for like how to get into it and like playing? Or like if someone like say wants to try but isn't quite sure, what would your like advice be for that?
There are two ways that I would personally recommend. One is just playing tons of games, just straight up, having a fair amount of games that you want to play and just playing them. Or picking one particular game that you really, really enjoy and, let's put it that way, milking every challenge out of that game that you can think of and just having fun with the game. If you somehow end up with a game that is, let's say, Celeste, tough luck. But if you have anything like reasonable, you know, you can do lots of good things. And once you do sufficient enough of things in that game, you just move on to the next one and just have fun with the next one. Just having fun.
Yeah, thanks. That was perfect. That's hilarious. It's like tough luck. Just good luck doing any of that.
It's the perfect argument. If you want to do Celeste, well, 202 Deathless is
hard.
Insane.
Yeah. Has anyone
just
done it
picking a fun game and just doing whatever you think is reasonable for you and then just having fun with it.
That's fair. I feel like, I got into speedrunning just because I was like, I'd done everything and was like, I wonder if there's like professional playing at this, you know? Like, what would a like good player look like? And then I found speedrunning and was like, oh, that looks fun.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it sure does.
It all went downhill from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Dave. I guess with gaming, right?
We do.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about with games?
What about, we've talked mostly about challenge.
Yeah, gaming. You want to talk about speedrunning?
Speedrunning is a different kind of challenge, but it's like speed. It's like you go fast. It's not like deathless or whatever.
Yeah.
What about speedrunning? Like, How would you say you got into speedrunning?
Oh, and suddenly the interviewee. Oh no.
I'm just curious. I've been talking about myself. Let's get each other known.
Yeah, that's fair. I gone to speedrunning through Super Meat Boy.
That
was
makes sense.
My speed game to start with.
That makes sense.
I played, and once I had done everything, because it's my favorite game of all time, right? Like, I love Super Meat Boy, but I kind of finished everything and then wanted more to do. And so I went and I looked online and was like, professional Super Meat Boy, which sounds silly now when I say that out loud.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was like, professional. And then I found Vorpal's runs.
Ooh.
Not his 1727, his older world record. And I kind of watched it and was like, wow, I cannot believe you can get like this good at the game. You know? I was like, god damn. I didn't know half of this was possible.
This is like a reality check. Your first time playing Super Meat Boy, okay, it took me 5 hours. I'm gonna try speedrunning it. Wow, I can beat it in 1 hour. Checks YouTube. Okay, this guy did it in 15 minutes. Thank you.
Yeah. That's how all speedruns go. This isn't too bad. Looked at the water, it was like, okay, I quit. Nah, and then after that, I've only really speedrun like 3 games. After that, I kind of went back to my older games that I played. And I speedrun Aliens vs Predators, the 2010 game. It's like a shooter. I don't know if you play. Do you play many shooters or not really?
Not many. I do play. First person games overall, I do play. First person shooters, not that much. Although I do have a few, like I do have Doom. I plan on playing that game.
Which one?
That's
first
Eternal.
One?
And
Eternal's good.
Eternal remake, like the 2016. Like I do have few shooters. I just don't play them a lot.
That's fair. I feel like shooters aren't for everyone. Like you either like them or you don't.
Yeah. It depends how it's made.
Yeah, it depends how it's made. And I don't even know how I got into speedrunning AVP. Honestly, I think I was speedrunning Super Meat Boy and was like, I need a game to also learn. And AVP was like the first game I ever played. So I was like, I think it was just after. I think I played Super Meat Boy first and then I played AVP like the same year. Those were like my first 2 games. But then I was like, well, I have AVP. I might as well learn the speedrun for it.
Gotcha.
Good game.
Yeah, I can imagine. For me, it's similar. Like it is always always. It was also Super Meat Boy. I did not speed on it necessarily, but I did play it fast, and I did like it. And what got me into specifically Super Meat Boy speedrunning is that someone randomly, like elementary school, mentioned Super Meat Boy like on occasion. Like I wasn't really eavesdropping, but I did hear it like in the back of my ear. And I heard someone saying like, "Oh, I'm gonna try speedrunning Super Meat Boy. I'm gonna stream it or something." Yeah.
God, I wish I was made fun of for it.
I heard it. And I was like, "Hold on, I heard it," and I. In my head, I was like, hold on, I beat the game recently. I wonder what he means by that.
Yeah.
And I looked at it a bit more, and the appeal of speedrunning kind of got to me. I did not speedrun like the Super Meat Boy past that. But there are a few games that like incentivize speedrunning. So sometimes there are some achievements that you just get for speedrunning, and that's just cool. And otherwise, I don't really speedrun much, but I do enjoy it. I do enjoy going fast.
It's always fun.
For certain.
I feel like with speedrunning, I really would like there to be more of a push to like casual running. If that makes sense. Like just playing speedruns and not having to be like top 10.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I get what you mean.
You know, I feel like with speedrunning, there's always like pressure to like, you know, go for world records or be a top 10 or have like some crazy times where it's like, I feel like it can just be trying to like, I feel like there needs to be more push for like trying to race against yourself. Like, you know, and not having to feel so pressured about it.
Yeah.
Because I remember definitely feeling a bit more pressured when I was younger doing it. You know?
Yeah.
Like having, like feeling like I have to get good times. Where it's like, it can just be for fun, really.
Exactly. That's the motto I have and always follow. Play for fun. Don't compare yourself to others. Just have fun.
Yeah.
You can compare to others, but it's not going to be healthy.
And
you just want to have fun.
I do get, like, with speedrunning, I get some sense of enjoyment. Like, I will admit, I do enjoy having, like, competitive, like, leaderboards, right? Like, racing against people, especially in, like, AVP. Because I, like, I do enjoy trying to take people's time. Like, I don't know. It's just something about, like, wanting to get good times in that game. But, yeah, I think it should also just be, like, if you enjoy it. And I think the other thing is, like, I feel like picking a speed game is sometimes a bit like, well, you don't need to pick a, like, traditional speedrun, you know? You just pick a game that you enjoy and speedrun it. Then who cares if it's not, like, you know, Mario 64.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you don't need to run games that are just fully competitive, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know if that's your view on it, but
I don't really care about the competitive aspect of it. If it exists, cool. If the game is popular and it's competitive, that's nice. Game has an active community, and that's cool. I just don't vibe it myself. Like I said, I just have fun. I don't pay attention to many others. I just have fun.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, is there anything outside of that you want to talk about?
I know there is, I have a topic. What's your general view on the arbitrary side of challenges? Like, let's say, blindfolded, for example.
Oh. See, I am mixed opinions. I've done blindfolded forest for Super Meat Boy.
Ooh.
Which
interesting
is, like, the run. Like, I've speedrun that. It's fun-ish. It's not really that fun. What am I saying? I think it's enjoyable in the moment. But then when I'm not doing it, I'm like, why did I do that? That was not fun. you know?
Yeah.
I think it's impressive. I always find blindfolded runs quite impressive looking. And I get the technique and, like, skill involved is, like, really big. Like, you know, you need a lot of practice and, like, coordination setups and stuff. But sometimes I'm just, I don't really, I'm like, I appreciate it for what it is. And having done blindfolded runs in the past, I get it. I get why you'd do it. But personally, I don't find them that fun. If that makes sense.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't find them myself fun either. Like, I do like arbitrary challenges, like some like in-game stuff, like, what if I never use this button or something? Like, that's cool. But for, like, impairing your, like, real-life stuff, like, eyes or something, or you cannot touch your keyboard or something. Many different things have been done. I don't know even. But those things, I don't find joy in, because that makes me feel like someone does something just for the sake of doing it, rather.
Yeah, it's the same thing how I feel like, I don't know how you feel, but like doing like challenges where it's like, I beat this thing 10 times in a row. I'm like, yeah, but I've seen you do it. You don't need to. I feel like to inflate the difficulty, I don't really want to just do it a bunch of times, if that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Where it's like,
yeah, arbitrary challenges like that are cool. Like, I get why they exist. It's just not my type of thing.
When you
it is impressive.
Yeah, it's impressive. Like, there's definitely a sense of, damn, you can do that. But I just don't think I would have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
When you said, John just like, don't touch your keyboard, I was in my head, I'm like, that's why I got my controller. Like, challenge, don't touch your keyboard. They just like pull out a PlayStation controller. It's like, bro, that's not what I mean.
That's just playing the game, but in a different thing. That's just playing the game, period.
Yeah. Nah, it's a challenge. I suck at controllers, so.
Actually, a good point.
Do you use a controller or keyboard?
What do you... I was gonna ask, what do you usually play? I play on keyboard mostly.
I basically only play keyboard.
That's fair.
I'm really bad at controller. But that's because I never played console. Until, like, this year.
I see.
Like, I got my sister's old consoles this year, because she didn't want them. But I had never, like, played console in the past. I've only ever been a PC gamer. So I kind of just never got used to it. Like, I never used a controller. I tried it in the past. Like, I had played, PC speedruns, like, tried controllers. Just because I think I saw everyone, like, using them. And, you know, so Baby Boy has a prompt that starts and says, hey, you should use controller, really. Like,
very recommended.
Yeah. So I was like, I'll give it a go. But I never felt correct. Never felt right. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get you. I know I started with controller, actually.
Alright.
Because of PS1. Yeah. I did start with controller. I got surprisingly a good amount of goldens in Celeste with controller. Until I decent bit after getting those goldens, I switched to keyboard, and I was like, wait, this feels better. How?
Yeah.
I grew so used to controller from early days. I thought keyboard would be insanely difficult to get used to. But no, it actually came natural. Like,
yeah. See, I've always just used keyboard, so I don't think when I use a keyboard. When I'm playing controller, I have to think about what buttons I'm pressing. it gives me a prompt. I'm like, which one's that? I have to look down at my controller.
Find the button. For me, that's always been the case, because L, RT, or left, right bumpers. I always, there are bumpers, there are triggers. I always get those. Even now.
Yeah, fair. But see, when I'm on keyboard, and I'm playing, it could give me some random ass prompt, like press O or press I, and I wouldn't have to look. Like, I know my keyboard, exactly. You know? Like, I could be focused the whole time instead of having to get distracted to look at stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, I don't know. I feel like the games I play require weird, settings. Like, for speedrunning, specific, I don't know. Because, you know, default ones on Super Meat Boy with auto jumping and stuff. I have to explain that afterwards. I'll put a little prompt thingy on the podcast video for people to see. So default binds, there's this thing called auto jump, and to do it you have to press I think it's space, like you jump, pause, let go of space, and unpause, and like all at the same time.
Something very similar, yes. I don't know what it's you like were a pause talking buffer. About.
But to do it yes, with default binds, you have to press space and escape at the same time, and like while sprinting, so shift. So you handle some weird ass, like acrobatic stunt.
Yep.
And
God bless Aura Hotkey.
I never changed the default binds, so I got used to doing that.
Oh God.
It's just
I respect that.
It just is natural now. So every time I do it, people are like, "What the? What did you just do?" I'm like, "Water jump." They're like, "That's so scuffed." I'm like, "Yeah, I probably should have changed that." But
sorry, can you say what keys again you pressed? I'm trying to mimic.
I hold down shift, and yes. Then with my natural resting position is shift and A and like my. Index and middle finger over S and A, and then thumb on spacebar. And then when I go to auto jump, I press space and then press escape at the same time, while holding shift. Let go of space and then let go like press escape again.
Yeah, I cannot replicate that. I'm sorry.
let me. I'll put a thing in the video. I'll send you a video afterwards.
That's gonna be fun to look at.
When, oh yeah, it kind of looks cursed, but oh well. But yeah, no. That was a fun conversation. Is there a reason you think you like keyboard more or not? Really, is it just?
I think it just comes down to the responsiveness of it, like precision.
That's fair. Do you have like a what? Do you know what keycaps, like key switches, you use?
Well, I'm gonna plug in the brand we all know and love. I did recently get Wooding keyboard.
Ah, yeah.
And that one is Wonders. So yeah. if you know Wooding, you know it's just a it's amazing just good. Keyboard.
See, I never know how to explain my keyboard to people. I go, they're like, they come and look at it, and I'm like, I have a Razer, but it's really not a Razer. It's like a highly modified Razer that's basically not the same keyboard. You know? So it's like,
it's
not really a Huntsman, but it is just in the body of one, you know?
Yep.
So people always ask, they're like, what keyboard do you use? I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. I suppose it is a Razer, but it's definitely not one you just find, you know?
Absolutely.
Like,
keyboard is a keyboard. If it works, it works.
Yeah. Like, I guess I had someone kind of remove all the internals, and I put silver speeds in it, and I got some custom keycaps for it, like slanted differently, and yeah, it's just not really a Razer keyboard at this point.
it's just a keyboard, man.
It's just a keyboard. I don't know. It's my keyboard. I'm used to it.
Exactly.
Nah, it's a keyboard until it's a wireless keyboard, and then then it's not. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I used to have a keyboard that was very not destroyed, but I did have a spacebar that just did not work.
Nah, who needs a spacebar anyway?
Yeah, who needs a spacebar? Well, jump? Who needs that?
Just bind it to, like, B or something.
Exactly.
It's like, I've definitely met people in the past that, like, their bindings, I look at, I'm like, oh, why? Why would you do that? Like, I know a friend who, you know, Overwatch?
Yes.
His movement buttons are Y, H, J, and G. So his standard movement's right in the middle, and his abilities are bound to, like, shift Z X C like along the bottom, so he uses his pinky to activate his abilities. It's like, this is so It's just scuff.
That's wild.
I'm like watching. I'm like, I hate that. Why did
yeah,
you,
I don't
why
like
did you do that? It's like he's like, and he plays with inverted mouse, which I always have never got. Like the one where you like, look up, it goes down and whatever.
Yes, yes. I used to do that first, but no, I did not. I remember like early Minecraft days having that.
Yeah, I get why it exists, right? I do get it. But also nowadays, you don't. It's like outdated, you know? I think, doesn't it come from Quake? It came from old school, like Quake 2, I think, where that was just the default mouse movement. But I don't really think it needs to be used anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if that's what people are comfortable with, then why would you change? It just looks incredibly scuffed to me. Like, I see them playing, I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I very much understand that. You did remind me of someone from my family, like some old person from my family. My family is big. it was my cousin who showed it to me, and I was like, what do you mean you play like that? Yeah, their position. I saw their position on the keyboard. I legit kid you not, they cross their arms and play like that.
No, no, no.
I have no idea how you managed to get used to
if that. If I saw anyone in my family doing that, I'm like disowning them instantly. It's like, what are you doing? There's not like they play
cross or something.
Yeah, like they. You mean they like cross their mouse over the keyboard and like play left-handed with their right hand, or like they play normally?
Like, physically crossing the arms like you shape you shape an X.
And yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think though. Do they play like if they got a standard mouse and keyboard, they're right. The mouse is in their right hand. Do they play the mouse on the left side in their right hand? Or do they play the mouse with their left hand and use their right hand on the keyboard? Like,
that's a good question. I think they still use the like right hand for mouse. Oh. I think so. Like on the right position.
They like move the mouse across to the like the left hand position on the keyboard and play with the right hand. That
I don't know. I saw it once in my life and I never forgot.
Yeah, I don't think I'd forget that either, honestly. I feel like that's something you don't forget.
Yeah, you're really
done. It's a core memory.
It's a very cursed one.
The first core memory.
It's something you see, like, as a 8-year-old and be like, oh, okay. And then you look later as a 20-year-old and be like, what was I thinking that was okay?
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? What am I looking at?
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, this has been quite fun. Do you want to say anything to finish off the episode, or?
Let's see.
Any final words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom. Never stop practicing. That's just the only thing that comes to my mind right now. Just never stop practicing. It will get you everywhere.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on. I think this has been pretty fun. I hope
it's been fun. I've had a lot of fun.
Well, that's good. It's fun to just talk about general stuff, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And thanks, everyone, for listening. As always, I'm going to put Athena's links to her channel in the description of the YouTube. And yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks for having me, and see you later.
Yeah.
In other podcasts.
In other podcasts. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all for listening to another episode of Reach the Peak podcast. This was Athena Venny. She's pretty cool, as always. Her links will be in the description of the YouTube. Good talk about just general gaming and practice. And, yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye!